Hi, my name is Jackson Hendricks, and this is the very first episode of Traveler's Guide to Surviving a Midwestern Conversation. A little about me. I guess you could say I'm a short individual. I don't exactly hang out with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Andre the Giant on a regular basis. I managed to end up in Minnesota somehow. I was a Central Iowa boy growing up, and I met a girl, and it turns out that women have magnetic powers and are able to drag you wherever they want. My girlfriend dragged me through the snow and kept driving her car until our car got stuck in the snow in a little place called Wanamingo, Minnesota. If anybody knows where that is, kudos to you. If you don't know where that is, it is currently the middle of nowhere, Minnesota. Population about, I don't know, 5 or 10 people. This podcast is going to be a helpful guide and useful guide to surviving any conversation in the Midwest and being able to learn about the really shitty people that live in the Midwest. Today's take is Minnesota, the state that I just moved to, and how to survive, just a little bit that I've learned about Minnesota. The first thing about Minnesota that I learned was that the speed limit is only a mere suggestion. It is not actually used properly. As somebody who grew up in Iowa, most of the time you have to slow down for tractors, cats crossing the road, or someone's grandma who has dementia. And to be honest with you don't really go over the speed limit of 50 in most places in Iowa. Additionally, most of the time you also have dust in your face from these gravel roads in Iowa. And so moving up to Minnesota, where there's a lot of paved roads, it was really awkward because 55 means zero up here. Today I was on my way to work, and I was driving, and I was going about 55, two-lane road, so 55 is pretty common. All of a sudden, three cars passed me just like that. Turned around, I was like, holy shit, what the fuck? I thought something was, like, chasing us, like in Jurassic fucking Park, when you had a Tyrannosaurus Rex come out of goddamn nowhere. Nope, I'm just going 55. Turns out that really pisses people off if you actually follow the law here. Don't think about going 30 in a 30 either. 30 means 45 in most places, and 65 means 80. Most places in the Minneapolis region, at least, state capital of Minnesota. Another thing that happens living near the Twin Cities is that there are a shit ton of stop signs. There are stop signs everywhere. I think I see about 10 or 11 all the way to work. My commute is about an hour to work. Most of the time, I want to bite the steering wheel and bang my head against it because an hour is a long time to be passed by every person and be flipped off by even a 13-year-old girl who probably shouldn't be driving, but yet is going 65 into 55. Anyway, stop signs are probably the most interesting place. It's where most people from Minnesota have family reunions, and where most people in Minnesota gather just to show off their talents. A couple weeks ago, I was at work, and I see a man pull up in his motorcycle on the left part of the stop intersection, and all of a sudden, he whips out a harmonica, and I guess I didn't really know what to think at the time, and all of a sudden, he starts wailing on it. Just starts hitting up some straight Muddy Waters blues stuff. And you know, I don't know if I was more surprised about the fact that he started playing harmonica or that this guy wasn't fazed that he was at a stop sign, and that when it hit green and somebody honked behind him, all he did was turn around, flip him off, put the harmonica back in his pocket, and then just go wheeling away on that motorcycle. It was, to say the least, one of the greatest things I've ever seen at a stop sign, considering that most of the time in Iowa, it's just a cattle crossing or a chicken crossing the road. Like, Iowa is a literal, why did the chicken cross the road? To leave the state. That'd be the answer to that joke. Another thing that Minnesota has that is really interesting is gas stations. You see just about everything at a gas station. You can find gas pumps, really friendly people, crackheads, things like that. But the one thing that I've seen a lot of here in Minnesota is people with mullets. People with tucked in shirts with no belt, usually black pants tucked in with a gray, or yeah, they got a gray shirt, it's tucked in to black pants, no belt, wearing like half tucked in boots, like they have their pants kind of tucked into their boots. This dude that I saw the other day had a mullet with that exact outfit on, and scanning the scene before he went into the gas station. And I'm watching him because I'm actually kind of nervous. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to ask me for money or if that I should believe in, like, God or something. All of a sudden, this guy stands right before the door and he whips out his comb. And all of a sudden, starts combing his hair to make it look nice and greasy. Like, it looked like he hadn't showered in about 6 days. He looked like he literally just crawled out of Lake Michigan, right next to Chicago, where it's all acidy and shit. And then he just thought, oh, you know what sounds good? A holiday breakfast station. A holiday breakfast station? That fucking sounds stupid. A holiday breakfast sandwich. That's probably what he thought was good. Not a breakfast station. But I see things like that all the time at gas stations. I see people making out sometimes at a Minnesota gas station. I guess that drive-in movie theaters aren't a thing anymore. Or, you know, a house that you live in. I see people dealing with the crying babies. Most of the time it's like two crying babies at once. And you're wondering why they like have a mobile daycare. You know, keep that shit at your house too. But I'd say probably the biggest thing that I see on my commute to work or during work in my traveling life is that there are two seasons in Minnesota, not four. It's winter and construction season. And I think what Minnesota does is they put you out in the middle of fucking nowhere to begin with. And then the 18 roads that you have to take, they just throw a dart at the wall and they decide to pick that one to do construction on. And then they fuck with you by not adding it to Google Maps. Like, I was driving over to Red Wing, Minnesota the other day. And I was, I decided to take a shortcut that Google Maps was showing me. And I was feeling free. The wind was in my hair. Radio loud. Shit, I was ready to go. I thought, I'm going to save 10 minutes on this route. I'm going to make it to Red Wing. I'm going to impress my girlfriend. I'm going to be there early. Make some dinner. Some microwaved mac and cheese. And I'm going to be on cloud 9. And guess what? That stupid ass Google Maps didn't let me know that there was a 2-day construction project on a certain highway, so I had to go on a 20-mile detour that actually made me 15 minutes late to my date with my girlfriend. I have to say, I think that Minnesota construction is just there to fuck with people because they just are in spite from the winter. And so they just work their ass, like they just milk it. They milk it until like 8 p.m. and then they're like, you know what, let's screw with them even more and make a stoplight on the middle of a road where there isn't even an intersection. Let's just make a stoplight so then they have to go down to one lane so then it makes everybody's commute even worse for them. I don't even know why Google Maps even tries with these construction things, because like sometimes it works, like when I'm downtown Minneapolis. It works sometimes. But Google Maps can't even keep up with this shit. So much construction. It sucks. I guess I don't know what to do. Half the time I just resort to swearing in my car with all the windows up at the construction people. It's not their fault. But maybe they could be like more strategic about it. Jesus, I can't talk right now. They could have a better strategy about it. And they could like put up a picture in a commercial for the whole state of Minnesota and have a woman come on and be like, "Oh, hater, so this is what we're gonna do this year. We're gonna take 18th Street and 11th Street, and we're just gonna rebuild the whole road there. Make it easier for the fishermen to get to the crappies. Shakopee, don't even go near Shakopee for the month of June. And then in August, then we're gonna hit it over to a Minnehaha. So don't go anywhere near there." You know, that'd be so much easier if you just did it town by town instead of street by street. Because then people just wouldn't go there for a little while. It'd be like the ultimate way to, like, clean out a town. Because you wouldn't have any, like, troublemakers going there. They'd be like, "Shit. You know what? Let's not go to Prior Lake. That sounds, it's all construction, though. Let's not rob that store. Let's go over to Lakeville. Let's rob that store." And, you know, the police would have such an easier time about it. Because then there'd be less towns to cover, because then all the crime would be in the towns with less construction. Because after the robbers rob the store, they're going to, like, go squealing out of the station. And if there's construction, they're going to be like, "Well, I guess we have to wait for the flag guy to switch the signs now. We should probably wait." And, you know, it just boggles my mind how people in Minnesota don't even look fazed. Like, you could make construction on every road and everybody from Minnesota wouldn't honk because they're just too polite. In Chicago, where I have visited my brother, people would just honk left and right. People would honk, start blaming the construction workers for why they're doing that job there. They wouldn't blame their, like, politicians or city people who have hired these construction companies. No, they will yell at the construction company and the people who are working there and honk at them like they're zoo animals. Minnesota, they're like, "Oh, that's okay. My hot dish is still in the back. It's not frozen, though, so we're still good. You know, we could just cook it if we place it close enough to the window." It's just amazing. I've never seen one Minnesotan get mad at somebody in road construction. Because it's so passive-aggressive. It's not even, like, mad. It's like, "You know, it would be nice to be home right now." Or they say, "You know, they could go a little faster." Or, "You know, they could get off their butt and start working again." But it's never something like, "Hey, asshole, get back to work. I gotta get home so I can watch The Bachelor." No, it's nothing like that. It's just so calm and collective. Anyway, that's today's take on a little few things that I've learned while commuting to work, at least, in the couple short months that I've lived in Minnesota. Thank you for listening. This is Jackson Hendricks, and have a great day.